Supervisor Bukowski?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'm going to make the motion for items 8 and 9 after read into the record, unless any of my colleagues have separate action on either of them, and I'll make the motion for approval. They both deal with hangar lease agreements.
Okay. Madam Clerk, item 8 and 9, please.
From the Director Department of Transportation and the Airport Director, requesting authorization to approve the license agreement between Skyway and Cessna Service Direct LLC to allow Cessna Service Direct to use the Skyway hangar for the purpose of storing, servicing, repairing, and performing maintenance. That was item number 8. Item number 9, from the Director Department of Transportation and the Airport Director, requesting authorization to approve the sale of the Ronald E. Puzia hangar facilities to Eric K. White, terminate lease agreement HP1550, and enter into a new hangar land lease agreement with Eric White under the standard terms and conditions for private hangars of similar class and size at General Mitchell International Airport.
Mr. Bateman, item 8 and 9. Item 8.
The Skyway hangar is the hangar that is at the corner of Layton and Howell. Since Skyway Midwest went out of business. And Cessna is reconstructing their ramp over on Citation Way. And so they'll wish to use the Skyway hangar as a temporary facility while their hangar is being reconstructed.
Any question on item number 8? Item number 9.
What was the term of that temporary arrangement?
It's about 6 months.
I do have a question on the next one.
Item number 9.
This is a hangar sale, private hangar on the northeast hangar area of the airport from Mr. Puja to Mr. White, following the usual terms and conditions for hangar land plot agreements.
Senator Jersey.
Thank you. I don't know of any current plans to extend 794. If you recall, we have a resolution on potentially looking at that northeast quadrant. My question is, what the value of this lease agreement between Mr. White and Mr. Puzio?
As far as the sale of the building?
Right. What are they realizing on that?
I don't know.
See, part of my concern is the value of that hangar is being enhanced by the length of the term. It's kind of like what the owners of the Milwaukee Brewers gained by having a long-term lease on a brand new facility. And since there could be potential plans that Milwaukee County, I've stated many times, I think time has passed that northeast quadrant by, and yet we continue to do these longer-term lease agreements really for the purpose, I think, of giving a greater value to that hangar as it gets transferred. Now, it's not a lot of money to the county, but it's going to cause us potentially to have greater payments if we want to reuse that northeast quadrant in any way. And I have some concern about that. Any comments?
I think that the plans by the Guard are nebulous at best.
That's probably a fair statement. This is really using county government to increase the value of private property.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, you know, in order for people to purchase assets, they need a land lease, you know, and they need a land lease of some length, you know, for them to enjoy it. So I think if you start making these onesies and twosies, you know,
I'd 5 years is probably fine, but when we automatically give them these options to renew, exclusive.
Right. Well, it's a matter of how much. I don't know what he paid for the hangar, you know, but certainly they would like to have a
interesting to know that. Do you ever ask that question?
We can ask.
Would you do that? And I don't have to hold this up, but I'd really like to know what kind of value they're getting. I know those hangars are really old.
Right. I don't think they get a whole lot. But
right. Well, when they've got exclusive rights to use Mitchell Field for 10 years because someone's transferring a hangar, that to me, there's probably value in there.
Not as valuable as a cabin value, but that's another story.
Well, you know, I won't, Mr. Bateman, you're recommending we do this, correct?
Yes, sir.
And I'll cooperate with you, but I'd sure like to understand what kind of value they're getting for that. Thank you.
Any other comments, questions? Madam Clerk, can you call the roll on item number 8 and number 9?
Wyshon?
Aye.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Taylor?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend items number 8 and 9 for adoption prevails.
Item number 10.